On a 5-4 vote, the U.S. Supreme Court in June 2015 extended marriage equality to all 50 states and territories.
Our nation was founded on a bedrock principle that we are all created equal. The project of each generation is to bridge the meaning of those founding words with the realities of changing times.
The timing of the Supreme Court announcement gave President Obama the chance to give a speech he wasn't able to deliver in 2013 when the court overturned the Defense of Marriage Act. The president was traveling in Africa at that time.
This ruling is a victory for gay and lesbian couples who have fought so long for their basic civil rights. It's a victory for their children. There's so much more work to be done to extend the full promise of America to every American. But today we can say, in no uncertain terms, that we've made our union a little more perfect.
Florida got a head start on the rest of the nation, becoming the 36th state to pass marriage equality in January of 2015. Before then, Floridians wishing to enter into a same-sex union had to go elsewhere.
Legally, we married in Maryland on January 1st, 2013. Our wedding ceremony was here in Pensacola at the Old Christ Church on March 30th, 2013.
Master Chief Dwayne B.B. Frankie and his husband Jonathan met in Pensacola 7 years ago. Dwayne says just getting married proved to be quite a challenge.
Having to go all the way to Maryland to acquire a wedding certificate and legally be married. But also leading up to the wedding, we had some challenges with vendors here in Pensacola. One in particular, a videographer that didn't want to do our wedding.
Jonathan says with the military's removal of the stigma from LGBT members, doors and opportunities are now open for a healthy, normal relationship in both the military and in personal lives.
To see that family strengthen and to see these military families and these military communities, you know, just welcome the diversity and all these other families into their homes, into their communities, it's a beautiful thing.
Speaking from their home in the Washington, D.C. area, Jonathan says receiving his military spousal ID card was an overwhelming feeling, even for a self-described Army brat.
My dad was in the Army for 22 years. I've had a military ID before, but it stated dependent. You know, now being recognized as a military spouse and being able to receive those benefits, but also to be able to help support my family and, of course, you know, my husband, just as so many other spouses do.
Census Bureau figures show 732 same-sex couples in Escambia County. That's 6.3 per 1,000 population, ranking 10th among Florida's 67 counties. The couples are divided almost equally between male and female. Santa Rosa is ranked 42nd with 3.5 per thousand. The data from Okaloosa County are so minuscule, they're not listed in the rankings.
It was an exciting time. The ruling came down on January 1st, which is my birthday, and so I looked at my now husband and said, oh, look, I got an early birthday present.
Reverend Jim Merritt is senior pastor at Holy Cross Metropolitan Community Church in Pensacola. When the ruling was issued, his workload skyrocketed, including his own wedding to longtime partner Albert Leach.
My colleagues and I did 20 weddings in one day at our church. We opened it up and did them for free. To show you how serious I am about marriage, though, I had required all of those couples to go through a marriage prep course with me, which is certified by Escambia County.
Michelle?
Yes.
Michelle?
Yes.
Okay, what's your last name?
Caldwell.
C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L.
Okay.
The first couple to tie the knot at Holy Cross MCC was Michelle Caldwell and Serena Dunham.
It is a historical moment today, mainly because as Christians, it's very important for us to come before God and also before man to have recognition of what we feel like this is the person that God called me to be with.
For Serena, getting married had both spiritual and practical implications.
For me, it means that my partner and my daughter will have the same benefits and the same recognition as a heterosexual couple. That means my daughter's future is secure. If anything happened to me, Michelle would have no problems maintaining custody of her.
Michelle and Serena were the first same-sex couple to be married in what was a marathon of services throughout the day. But Michelle says while that wasn't in the plan, it was important for someone to stand and be a voice because there's work still to be done.
You know,
when slavery was over with, they didn't stop just killing slaves. And so we're still going to deal with that. There's probably going to be repercussions of people finding out that we are, that did not know before. It has been a struggle, but the struggle's over. And I think we saw today it was nothing but a hiccup.
Same-sex couples wishing to marry are under the same requirements as straight couples. There's a 3-day waiting period after issuance of a marriage license. That can be waived if the couple takes a premarital preparation course certified by either the state or their home county. More information is available at your county clerk's office. Coming up in Part 4 of Beyond Park East, the spiritual side of the LGBT community. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.